Hollywood. The Jack Benny Program.
Buongiorno. How do you do?
I'm an Americano.
Yes, I'm Jack Benny.
Jack Benny.
One of the truly great violin virtuosos of America.
And I'm Grace Kelly, movie star, Princess of Monaco.
Don't be ridiculous.
You started it.
All right.
It's funny an American should have come into my shop just now because my friend is just showing me a ticket to America. Wow. It's a dream he has had for many years.
Well, he must be quite thrilled.
Have you any other fine instruments that I can look at?
Si, senor. Beside the one we make in the shop, we got the finest collection in all Italy. Hmm. Here's the one I'm real proud of. This is a Stradivarius.
Gee, a Stradivarius.
That's right. Just think, in 1721, Antonio Stradivarius is working day and night for 3 months to make this instrument. Poverino, he's a sell it for $10.
I'll give you 15.
To make the joke, no?
No.
I mean, ma'am.
This violin, Mr. Benny, is priced in American money $30,000. You look around. If there's something you like, you let me know, huh?
What a violin.
I think it's beautiful.
Well, Mary, it isn't the looks. It's, the main thing is the tone, you know.
Gee, $30,000.
Jack Benny, you live in America.
And browsed around. You didn't buy anything.
Well, not that day, Rochester, but the next day I went back without Miss Livingston, and I dickered with the boss of the shop for a few hours, and we finally made a deal.
Then you bought a violin?
No, some rosin.
You mean that's all you bought?
That's all I bought. Rochester, a trip to Europe is very, very expensive. You know, transportation, hotel, food, and everything. See, and I got to find some way to make up for all that money I spent. See, I can cut down on clothing and entertainment, but, Rochester, how much am I paying you?
Boss, you want to glue this picture in your scrapbook?
Answer my question. How much am I paying you?
Let's finish pasting these pictures in the scrapbook.
All right, let's finish it.
It works every time.
Stop giggling and hand me those pictures by Venice. Those are the ones I want, the Venice pictures.
Here you are. Say, does the city of Venice have water every place? Isn't there anything else but canals?
Oh, there's a lot more to Venice than canals. You know, Venice is one of the most beautiful cities in Europe. And I live near the Campo San Borgo. There's the Lido across the lagoon. San Marco Square is a fabulous sight. And there's the famous Rialto Bridge across the Grand Canal. I used to love to feed the pigeons in the Campo San Borgo.
Thank you. Have you got a match?
No, capisco.
Look.
I'll tell you.
Something from
Italy.
No, I promised to bring him back something from Italy.
But... Oh, isn't that cute? Hop along, Luigi.
Oh, he'd be crazy about it.
He sure will. Come on, let's go to the hotel.
Well, Jack, I'm kind of hungry. Can't we go to that Cafe Sereno that we heard about yesterday and get a bite to eat?
Okay. I'll find out where it is. I'll ask that man down there.
Okay.
Pardon me, mister. Could you tell me... Oh, excuse me. Senor, me look for Cafe Sorrento.
Cafe Sorrento? Straight. Past bridge to Venezia Palazzo.
Oh, thank you. Me tourist. Jack Benny, Hollywood.
Me tourist too. Chief Thundercloud, Oklahoma City.
Well, certainly it's a small world. Let's find out where it is. Let's go.
Okay.
Mary, what are you staring at?
What are those men doing?
Some kind of an Italian game.
Well, yes, sir. Could we get the sandwich?
Yes, certainly, sir.
Oh, look, they have hamburgers. Why don't we have some of those?
Yeah, bring us a couple of hamburgers. Two hamburgers. Very good.
Good to sit down. I hope you're through shopping.
Almost, but there's something I have to get before I leave Venice. I hear they have the most beautiful leather goods here.
Yeah. Mary, what are you staring at?
Isn't that the American we saw yesterday?
Yeah. Yes, it is. I think I'll go over and ask him if he'd like to join us for a drink.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
We just came in for a snack and maybe a drink and thought you might like to join us.
No, thank you. When I finish this, I'm going back to the hotel to pack.
Oh, yes, you're leaving in the morning, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, have a nice trip.
Thank you.
Signore, in this place, it's so unusual an American who refuses to accept an invitation from a fellow American.
Yes, I know.
Is he a friend of yours?
No. Only met him yesterday.
Yesterday you were here. I remember you ordered the double scotch.
Yeah, that was after I met him. Look, all right, I'll tell you. Yesterday afternoon, I decided to kill some time, so I thought I'd take a little sightseeing trip. I was standing in line, waiting for the gondola, and he and that young lady were standing waiting behind me.
Say these canals are really something.
Pardon me, do you have the correct time?
Yes. It's 10 minutes to 1.
Thank you.
Are you an American?
Yes, yes, I am.
When are you going back home?
Wednesday.
Wednesday? That's only 2 days. Take my advice, buddy, and postpone your departure. Well, I think it's ridiculous for anybody to leave Venice without seeing the tinted palaces, the campaniles, the famous bronze horses in St. Mark's Square, and Floriana's.
But I've already seen those places.
Oh. And this isn't your first day?
No.
How long have you been here?
12 years. Incidentally, it isn't Floriani's, it's Florian's. And if you don't mind, I'd like to go home Wednesday.
Yes, we'll rub it in.
Well, it's your own fault.
It is now. Why didn't you tell me how long it was going to be?
Well, maybe it felt silly saying, what is the correct time? I've been here 12 years.
I'm going to la sette persone. Allora, signori, facciamo una passeggiata con il mezzo più caratteristico di Venezia, la gondola. Le gondole partiranno ogni 10 minuti e ciascuno conterrà 7 persone.
What do you say? What do you say?
He said a gondola leaves every 10 minutes and each one holds 7 people.
Oh, Mary, let's move up close so that we can get on the first boat. Excuse me.
Prima di iniziare questa passeggiata voglio illustrarvi alcune bellezze di Venezia. Qui a sinistra quest'uomo mi sta pestando i piedi.
What he say?
How do I know what he said?
In 20 anni che faccio il conduttore non ho mai trovato un animale come questo e continua a pestarmi i piedi.
What he say?
Se lo picca e mi rompe il naso perdo il posto e mi pesta sempre il piede.
What he say? Well, you understand Italian. What he say?
He said you're standing on his foot.
Mary, save a seat for me. I want to get one of those gondolier hats.
But Jack, you haven't got time.
It'll only take a minute. I want to get one of these hats.
Jack, we're starting to go.
I'll be with you in a minute, Mary. Here. Right here. Thank you. I'm coming.
In the boat, he wants to get started.
Back in the boat? Is he crazy? He's soaking wet. If he goes on the trip now, he'll catch a terrible cold.
Or even pneumonia. Tell him I want my money back.
Questa gente il conio rimborsa il biglietto.
No, quando il biglietto è venduto, non c'è rimborso.
He says once you buy a ticket, you can't get your money back.
You can?
No.
Well.
Jack, what about your health?
Mary, you gotta gamble once in a while.
Signore, adesso stiamo percorrendo il Canal Grande. E andate attorno, potete guardare i famosi palazzi storici di Venezia. Da questa parte la grandiosa piazza San Marco.
Suit shrunk. Anyway, I...
Bless you.
again.
I don't know why they build these boats like this. This one's too narrow.
What do you mean, too narrow? You fell off the Queen Mary.
Only one.
He says this is one of the most romantic spots in Venice, the Campo San Baldo.
Campo San Baldo? Wait a minute. According to my guidebook, we're not supposed to reach San Baldo until after we see the gritty palace. Now, why do we skip that?
I'll find out.
Perché il passe gritty palazzo?
Perché quando questo signore è cascato in acqua, abbiamo ritardato la passeggiata. Bisogna recuperare.
He says when you fell in the water, it delayed the tour, and now we have to make up time to keep on schedule.
I don't care about his schedule. I paid 400 lira for the sightseeing trip and an extra 100 for the biking. And I'm going to have 400 liras worth of sightseeing. I know my rights. After all, I'm an American citizen.
Jack, you promised the State Department you wouldn't tell anybody.
I didn't promise. I said I'd think about it.
Questi ragazzini sono qua perché i gondolieri buttano le monete nell'acqua per buona fortuna.
He says the reason the children are here is because this is the spot where every gondolier throws a coin in the water for good luck, and the children die for it.
Oh.
Auguro buona salute alla mia famiglia e buona fortuna alla mia gondola.
You know, that's one of the nicest... When I heard that splash, I thought maybe...
Mary, how could you? Heavens to Betsy. I just came up here to take a picture.
La unica crisi con i colori degli stemmi dei proprietari. I palazzi con architettura che vanno dal bizantino al gotico al rinascimento.
He says we're in a side canal now, but we're going into the Grand Canal, where we will pass the Cafe Sorrento, one of the most popular cocktail lounges in Venice.
You know, Jack, I hear they have over 400 bridges in Venice.
Wait a minute, Mary. The guy just threw me into a great joke by mentioning the cocktail lounge. I'll be able to do it on my television show next year. Now, get this. Wait a minute, get this. Listen. Guys, stop. Lindbergh, I want you to hear this. Everybody, I want you to listen. See, I'll say that Frank Rimley, my guitar player, was in Venice with me. And we went into this cocktail lounge, and Frankie sat down with one of the natives. So Frankie took a drink, then the native took a drink, then Rimley took another drink, and then the native, and Rimley, the native, and Rimley, then the native, until finally the native couldn't see anymore. Don't you get it? Rimley is the first guy to ever drink a Venetian blind. A Venetian blind. Well, for heaven's sake, why didn't somebody tell me when we got to the bridge that the tide was in? At least they could... Achoo!
You do, guys.
Thank you.
Signori e signori, la vostra passeggiata è finita. Sbarcheremo la riva in cui siamo partiti. Prego, sbarcare.
Jack will be back in just a minute, but first...
And if I'd known I was going to meet him again today, I'd still be swimming.
That was a good sandwich.
Yeah, let's go.
Mary, I can't understand why that American didn't come over and have a drink with us.
Well, I don't blame him after what happened yesterday. I think you ought to go over and apologize.
Yeah, I guess so.
Before we leave, I wanted to tell you how terribly sorry I am about what happened yesterday.
That's all right.
Incidentally, I was too modest to mention it before, but I happen to be Jack Benny, star of stage, screen, and...
Cabezati la gamba!
Oh, thank you.
He said, break a leg.
Sounds so nice in Italian.
Giant sequoias, polar bears, butterflies, walruses, the stars of National Geographic specials, Sunday evenings at 7. Stay tuned for the real thing, the real McCoys, next.